This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taliban insurgents entered Kabul and President Ashraf Ghani left Afghanistan on Sunday, bringing the Islamist militants close to taking over the country 2 decades after they were overthrown by a U.S.-led invasion. It's not yet clear where Ghani was headed or how exactly power will be transferred following the Taliban's lightning sweep in recent weeks across Afghanistan. Their advance accelerated as U.S. and other foreign troops withdrew in line with President Joe Biden's desire to end America's longest war, launched in the wake of the September 11, 2001 attacks. By evening, the Taliban said they had taken control of most of the districts around the outskirts of the capital. The U.S. embassy said there were reports the capital's airport had come under fire, the same airport where diplomats, officials, and other Afghans had fled. Hundreds of Afghans, some of them government ministers and government employees, and also other civilians, including many women and children, are crowded in the terminal, desperately waiting for flights out. American diplomats were flown from their embassy by helicopter to the airport as Afghan forces melted away, despite being trained for years and equipped by the United States and others for billions of dollars. Ghani's destination is uncertain. A senior Interior Ministry official said he had left for Tajikistan, while a foreign ministry official said his location was unknown, and the Taliban said it was checking his whereabouts. A Kabul hospital said more than 40 people were wounded in clashes on the outskirts were being treated, but there did not appear to be major fighting. Insurgents entered the presidential palace and took control of it, according to two senior Taliban commanders in Kabul. And France, Germany, the Netherlands, and Sweden all said Sunday they were moving their diplomats. This is VOA News.